Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Brouwer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Pete Lappin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bobby Lamott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Zachary. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tom Zachary. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Mack. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Mack. And now, play ball. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judge for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper takes first base on ball four. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground for an out. Hooper moves to third. Collins moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Hooper scores. Collins scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mostill scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Lappin and he is out, Harris applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer takes first base on ball four. Pete Lappin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lappin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lappin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris misplays the ball. That's an error on Harris. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott strikes out. One out. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. Collins scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Lappin and he is out, Peckinpah applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Mack covering, for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brouwer for the out. One out. Pete Lappin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lappin is 0-for-1 in the game. Lappin takes first base on ball 4. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Lamotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamotte is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamotte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Hooper trying to get to home. Peckinpah throws to Lappin who tags Hooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-1 in the game. Zachary hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-2 in the game. Judge hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sheely moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Falk bunts towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheely moves to third. Ma still moves to second. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lamotte fields it and throws to home to get Sheely. Ma still moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 2 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin bunts in front of the plate. Schock fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brouwer takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lappin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lappin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lappin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Brouwer moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Peckinpah reaches second base with a double. Brouwer scores. Lappin moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Clyde Millan pinch hits for Bobby Lamotte. Clyde Millan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lappin scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 2 in the game. Zachary strikes out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 3 in the game. Judge hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Howie Shanks now playing third base. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shanks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shanks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Harris reaches second base with a double. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to third. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harris scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Brouwer hits a line drive towards right. Hooper catches it and throws to first to double up Goslin. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma, still batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Ma still hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 3 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Harris scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shanks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Lappin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lappin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lappin takes first base on ball 4. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.